It's probably every homeowner's worst fear, a cracked slab. And Eric in Baytown has written us a question about his. And so I'm reaching out to our foundation repair expert, Kenny Dutton, over at Due West this morning for some help. Good morning, Kenny.
Good morning, Charlie.
So Eric says that he has a quarter-inch separation, he calls it, moving diagonally from the back of his house to the front. And as a result, he has doors that won't open or close. He's got numerous cracks in interior walls, a few cracked bricks around windows, separation of faceboards on the roof, and so on. I mean, it sounds like a classic case of foundation repair, right?
It does sound like a classic case over the phone.
So, but he went and had a bunch of foundation repair companies come out and look at it, and every one of them has a different solution. You know, some want to put piles on one side, some want to run them all the way around, some say put them in the middle. So he went and got an engineer friend of his to come look at it, and that guy said do nothing because you can't level a post-tension slab. It sounds like he's getting a lot of different advice, and so let's see if we can help Eric out. What would you say based on what you've heard so far?
Well, I would say it is a classic case that somebody really needs to look at to come to assess what's going on with it. But as far as the engineer saying, you know, on a post-tension slab, you can't really lift it without causing problems, we lift them all the time. I can raise them up even if they're in a flood area several feet into the air. It's a very common thing. I will say that on this particular home, when the homeowner emailed it in, it said it was built in 2006. That does kind of change the parameter some. That's a very young house to need foundation repair.
So it sounds like there might even be a question of whether they compacted the soil right before they put the foundation in, maybe.
You know, that could be, but the most common issue we run into, particularly where this house is built, it's a very expansive soil in Baytown where this home is. Young homes that are under 10 years old, the majority of them well in the high 90% range, when they're moving, they're actually heaving, going upward.
Oh.
And all of us in the real world that talk about foundation movement, we all talk about settlement. Mm-hmm. And there's a very strong likelihood this house is actually heaving in areas and going upward, and that really changes what the repair is on it. And people that come and look at it, even from foundation companies and engineers, if they're not aware of the fact that it could be going upward, their repairs are going to vary greatly, and it's going to confuse the person.
So it sounds like it'd be a good idea to have him come have you take a look at this.
It would. You know, really, we find a common thing where a tree's removed, a structure's built, the area hydrates with soil and pushes upward, and we cannot get the slab to go down. And that may require a full underpinning inside and out, raise the structure up off the soil, and let the soil expand and not push the slab anymore. And that's a lot different animal than treating a home for settlement.
That's what makes Due West our trusted foundation repair company. You can learn more about them at homeshowradio.com by clicking on the Due West icon right there on the homepage. Kenny, thanks a lot for helping us out this morning.
Thank you very much for the opportunity, Charlie.